Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. It's Friday. It is the Friday of the long Memorial Day holiday weekend. We'll be talking about the things that we are supposed to remember this weekend. And also, this is Free for All Friday. And when it's a Friday like this before a holiday weekend, we are just going to relax and we're just going to have a fun show. We have nothing planned. Honestly, nothing is planned. So this show is just going to unfold as we go through it. So, you know, you might want to be listening for all the mistakes that we may actually make. But it's going to be fun. I can promise you that. Right now, reach over and crank it up because this is what you've been waiting for. Last night, the Paul McCartney concert at the Smoothie King Center has now taken the number one position as the best concert I have ever been to. All these years, it has been Duran Duran, Baton Rouge, 1984. And man, that's a close number two. But I was so impressed with Paul McCartney. I was so impressed with him as a person, as an iconic figure, as a rock star. That had to be the best concert I'd ever been to. I mean, so that's now number one. I got to reshuffle the whole list now. I mean, I've been to a lot of concerts, and I have held Duran Duran, 84, Baton Rouge, the best concert I've ever been to for a very, very long time. And I've been to a lot of great concerts since then, but that always was number one. And so here it changes and drops to number two. It was just amazing in so many ways. I wrote a blog about this, and it's a review of the concert last night, and it will be up on our website, up on our Facebook page, and up on my Facebook page in just a little while. And we'll be talking more about that. I'll give you the full review of the Paul McCartney concert after the news at 2 o'clock. So last night, I mean, think about how big the Smoothie King Center is, and it's sold out. How many bathrooms do they have in there? A lot, right? A lot of bathrooms, all like of different levels, a lot of bathrooms everywhere. I walk into the men's room as soon as I get there to go to the restroom before I get to my seat. And who do I see right there at the urinal? Newell Norman. So, you know, honestly, it was kind of like being at work because we run into each other in the bathroom here. So it was just, and I know that Newell loved the concert as well. And if you were there, if you want to call up and if you want to talk about the concert last night and what it meant to you, I like to go beyond just the basics. Oh, the music was great. The songs brought back memories. All of that stuff is great. But I like to go a little bit beyond that and talk about what it meant. You know, especially if you're a baby boomer, what were you feeling last night? What did that mean? This is one thing I want to talk about on and off throughout the show this afternoon. Here is a text that says, Scoot, can you give a shout out to the teachers at Phoenix High School for a job well done? Today was our last day of school. Congratulations to the teachers of Phoenix High School. And I think that if you just survived, that could be considered a job well done. And I'm sure you went beyond that. I remember there was a song that we used to sing when I was in grammar school. And the last day of school, I have a vivid memory of singing this with other kids. My eyes have seen the glory of the burning of the school. We have beaten all the teachers and broken all the rules or something like that. I mean, really, this was a song we were singing when we got out of school, last day of school. I don't think that would be appropriate today. So apparently there was a problem at John Aird High School. I don't want to get into serious stuff today. And I think, you know, one of the things that is really hurting the ratings of a cable channel like CNN is, my God, okay, it's different, but it's the same thing every day. Subpoenas, investigation of the investigation. I mean, it's maddening, but it's the same old, you know. So, I know this is all very important to us as a democratic republic. I know it's important to us. But I mean, my God, the same stuff every single day. It just gets to be old. So you know that a lot of people are traveling this weekend. Louis Armstrong International Airport, very crowded. Give yourself extra time. And also, we have the story on our website, WWL.com. It's estimated that over 37 million are going to be hitting the road this weekend. You may be on the road right now. In fact, we're going to try to take you to the beaches of Gulf Shores in a little while. Also, okay, it's hot, right? Yeah, it's hot. But is it hot as hell? Is it going to be hotter than hell in New Orleans? We will find out. I mean, I have a way of finding out whether or not it's going to be hotter than hell in New Orleans this weekend. So we're going to find out later. That will be fun. But if you know, if you're driving, I want to once again talk about those basic driving tips that we all need to remember. Some people don't want to hear it, but we're going to remind them anyway. And if you're driving, be sure and drive carefully. Boy, and think about how different traveling is today than it was. I heard a report on Channel 4 this morning. And one of the things that you needed to make sure, if you were traveling with kids, you needed to make sure you had the DVD player for the kids. I mean, seriously. Remember what we had? Nothing. We had billboards, street signs. I mean, you could bring stuff to play with, but we didn't have it. But it's a different world. And I get that. But traveling is different today. Also, there's some festivals, the Greek festival, among others, this weekend. Parents locked out of a school graduation. Very upset. We'll talk about that briefly. Now, this is serious, but it's significant because this is Memorial Day weekend. President Trump says the U.S. is going to send 1,500 more troops to the Middle East. And it's something to at least mention because those are the people we remember this weekend. We remember the people who lost their lives in service to our country. And that's the people who lost their lives serving our country, not just on foreign soil. I mean, if you're serving our country and something happens and you die on American soil as a member of the military, we need to remember you too. If you do want to join us with a comment on this free-for-all Friday this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Now, one song that I did not want to hear Paul McCartney play was the second song he played. I was kind of surprised. It's one of my least favorite McCartney solo songs. It is from the album that was influenced by Nashville. After Paul McCartney came to New Orleans and did Venus and Mars Are All Right Tonight with Alan Toussaint at CSaint Studios here. After he did that, that was around Mardi Gras time. I'm going to say 75. When he came here to do that, after that, because he wanted the New Orleans influence on the album. So then, and not long after that, he went to Nashville because he kind of wanted a country sound to his music. And so that gave us this hit, Junior's Farm. And I mean, okay, I still loved the concert last night, but this was the one song that I could have had him skip and been really happy. But this was the second song he played last night. Yeah, just not epic McCartney to me. But a lot of Beatles stuff and just, I now rate the Paul McCartney concert as the number one concert I've been to in my life. And it has to do with more than just the artist, more than just the music. It had to do with a lot of things. And we'll be talking about that this afternoon. And a total review of the concert coming up just after 2 o'clock. Here's a text that says, Paul McCartney is a libtard. I mean, so what? I mean, so what if he's liberal? If you are so blinded by politics that you can't enjoy somebody beyond the politics, you're the one with the problem. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Happy birthday today to Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle, 75 years old. And man, this is her classic. Redone for the Moulin Rouge movie with Christina Aguilera and others. I remember as a young morning DJ, I wanted to be cool and say the French words. So over and over and over again, I practiced, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?" I used to practice it just like that, too. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be hip. I wanted people to say, hey, that guy knows French, man. You know, I really shouldn't pull the curtain fully back on my career, but, you know, it's kind of fun to do it. Hey, this is the beginning of Memorial Day holiday weekend, and some of you may be headed for the beach, or you may be headed for some vacay this weekend, or just some time off. And if you are, just drive carefully, have a great time. We'll be talking about some of the things that people do when they're driving, and hopefully this will relieve some of your frustration. Because if you just hear people talking about it, then it makes you feel better that you're not alone. Because chances are, you and I are bothered by the exact same thing. I've got a text here responding to a text earlier, and this text says that if you use the word libtard, you really shouldn't be allowed to vote. You know, there's a point to that. You know, it would be nice if we had IQ tests, but, you know, but there are a lot of people. I mean, honestly, there are a lot of people that do not have a high IQ, and they're good people. I mean, some people have a low IQ, some people have a high IQ, and they're just vicious and hateful people. But there are people that don't have a high IQ that are just really good, solid Americans. So while we kind of joke about, hey, I wish there was an IQ test for people who voted, I understand that, but, you know, we really can't go there. Here's a text, Rolling Stones, early 80s at the Superdome, best concert ever. Okay, well, that was in mid-80s, and I was there, and that's the concert where Wolfman Jack sold all my cocaine. Seriously, backstage at that concert, he took all my coke. I don't do that anymore, but, I mean, I don't do coke anymore. I don't lend it. It's not like I don't lend it out anymore. I'm not going to offer it. No, it's like, yeah, well, I learned my lesson. Anyway, if I was doing coke today, I would certainly not not offer to anybody like Wolfman Jack. Anyway, that'll be a story for another program. For those of you who are just tuning in, yeah, I went to Bacardi last night, and for so long, the Duran Duran concert, Baton Rouge 84, was the best concert I'd ever been to. And right now, that concert has been replaced by Paul McCartney last night. Now, if you were not there, I'm not trying to make you feel badly about not being there. I want to do the best I can to bring you the sense that I got from being there last night. So you can vicariously feel like you had some experience at the concert. And I'll give my full review of the concert coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. So it's also Free for All Friday, and our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Metairie, Gregory, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I was so impressed. I mean, for 76 years old, the guy was incredible.
I know.
He played 38 songs. He didn't take a break. When's the last time you saw that?
I don't remember the last time I saw that. And you know, one of the interesting things, and I was Amanda Shaw went with me last night, and I was telling her we had gone to the.
I wish I would have ran into you.
We had gone to the. Is it the Tustici Trucks? The jam band? We had gone to that concert at the Sanger, and I think they played four songs all night because their songs are so long. You know, a lot of those early Beatles songs were really short. So yeah, McCartney got a lot of songs in there.
But I was very impressed that you made the announcement that that was the best concert, and you, and we laud you for all your experiences going to concerts the years. I haven't been to half as many as you have. My favorite is still the last show ever that appeared at the Warehouse. It was the Talking Heads in 1982, and they played all night long.
Yeah.
They really did play all night long. But while I love Paul McCartney, and I got to see him 5 years ago, too, I thought this concert topped that one.
What was it about the concert for you? And for those who were there, you can relate to it. If you weren't there, there's something significant about the concert last night that we can all share, even if you weren't there.
The encore, when he did in the end and carried that weight,
yeah,
that was brilliant. It was brilliant, and it was a great tribute to George Harrison when he did something, starting with the ukulele. My jaw was, to the floor.
Paul McCartney started off a cappella with just a ukulele. None of the other band was playing, and this was the beginning of something, which was George Harrison's big song with the Beatles. And he mentioned George Harrison, also mentioned John Lennon, but not in a sad way. Paul McCartney mentioned it like, hey, let's celebrate these guys' lives. And That's one of the things that I got from the concert last night. Paul McCartney is such a positive person.
Exactly, Scoot. And guess what I got from it, too? I think it's probably going to be the last time we ever see him. You know?
Well, I don't know. You know what? I love what he said at the end, and I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. Gregory, I got to move on. So, we'll talk more about this really throughout the show. I mean, on and on. It's Free for All Friday. It is the beginning of a long Memorial holiday weekend. We have nothing planned for the show today, so we're just going to roll through it. But I am going to do my review of the Paul McCartney concert coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. Also met a bunch of listeners last night. So, again, thank you for allowing me to put a face with the audience. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Well, there'll be a lot of that going on this weekend. We're trying to get a hold of somebody right now. Ian, our studio producer, is in the other room on the phone with the Florabama. The Florabama is this iconic bar that is literally on the border of Florida and Alabama. The Florabama. I mean, you cross from one side of the bar to the other, and you go from one state to the other. Now, there really should never be anybody underage in the bar, but imagine if there was somebody underage and you took them across the state line. I mean, that makes it even more serious. So we're going to try and get... Okay. Apparently, they're going to call us back in just a minute. But you know what? There may be people shouting things like, "Hey, give me a margarita over here!" I mean, you know, "We need some chicken fingers!" So hopefully we'll hear from somebody just a moment. I want to at least take you to the beach. And also, later in the show, I have a way of determining whether or not it's hot as hell in New Orleans. And that's always a fun phone call. Yes, I'm calling hell. That's going to come up in just a little while. On the Scoot on the Air, the SOTA Facebook page, I posted a couple of brief music clips from the Paul McCartney concert last night. So you can check that out. One of them is Band on the Run, and the other one is Hey Jude, which is how he ended the show, and then came back and did the encore. But what was really cool is when they did Band on the Run, can you picture the iconic album cover? It's black, and there's a spotlight on them. They're all wearing black, and they look like, you know, cat burglars, and you know, Linda and Paul, and all these people are in the picture, and Peter Lawford, I think that's his name, the actor. No, it was James Coburn. I think it was James Coburn, the actor, is part of that picture. Anyway, they did a really interesting thing last night during the concert. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment, because I think we're very close to getting somebody from the Florabama on the air. We just want to chat about the beach and what's going on over there. And, you know, you may be heading in that direction right now. If you want to give us a traffic update on I-10 traffic somewhere, just call our show and give us an update. All right. Jennifer is at the Florabama. Jennifer, welcome to WWL.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are y'all?
We're good. Now, you're at the Florabama on the Friday as Memorial Day weekend begins. Of course you're doing great today.
That is right. There's no place I'd rather be.
Yeah. So what's the big popular drink right now?
Oh, the Bushwhacker. It's always the most popular. And with it being so warm and sunny, it's a nice ice-cold adult milkshake, so it's perfect.
Okay. What is a Bushwhacker?
Well, like I said, I call it an adult milkshake. But basically, it's a frozen beverage that's got five different alcohols in it and milk. So it tastes like kind of like an ice creamy drink.
Mm. That sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you have bands this weekend.
We sure do.
Yeah. I've been there many, many times, and it's just such a classic bar. And right there on the borderline between Alabama and Florida.
That's right. That's right, where Orange Beach, Alabama meets Perdido Key, Florida, and it's on the Gulf. So you overlook beautiful white sandy beaches.
Now, it's about 1:40 in the afternoon. Do you have people in there now?
Oh, yes. There's tons of people here. I'm looking over the back deck right now, and there's people who've ordered food from the Oyster Bar eating, and we already have live music going. So there's people inside listening and having some drinks, and then there's some people out on the beach getting a suntan.
Do you see girls in bikinis?
I see a bunch right now.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a fun place. And then, the bar just kind of spills out into the ocean.
It's pretty much indoor-outdoor. So we have all kinds. When we're in full swing, we have 13 different bars going.
Yeah. So what is somebody going to discover when they go to the Floribama this weekend? Because a lot of people, you know, from the New Orleans area travel in that direction. Of course, you know, we actually have people listening in that area as well. What should people look for at the Floribama this weekend? And what would you tell somebody who's never been?
Well, this weekend, which is basically the same thing I would tell people who've never been before, when you come in, I mean, it's live music everywhere. We'll have three stages going on the main Floribama side. There's food, there's drinks, so it's definitely a good time. And then we also have two restaurants across the street, which sit on Old River, and there's some sand over there, too. And they have two live music stages also. So all in all, that's five music stages. And then the two restaurants have, like, boat pull-ups, so people will be coming in and off their boats. So you'll just see people having a good time and enjoying the weekend and, you know, having a blast.
Yeah. So when people come there, there's a possibility that they would run into other people who are drinking. Do you ever have a problem with somebody who's had a little bit too much to drink?
No, we keep it fun here, and we have a wonderful staff that makes sure to look after the safety of everybody.
Good.
So we really have very few issues.
So if somebody really starts to get out, you're going to cut them off.
I mean, we hope that it never gets to that
point.
Well,
of course, yeah.
Safety is always the first precaution.
So, yes, if
somebody needs a little assistance, then we will help them out.
You know, I wonder, does anybody like drink a little more than they should and then go try to go swimming? Because that wouldn't be wise either, would it?
I would advise against that, but that's not really anything we have a lot of issues with, you know? I mean, people are pretty good.
No, I've been there. Look, it's a lot of fun. So anyway, I'm assuming the water's nice, seaweed, jellyfish, anything that people need to know about?
No, I'm looking at it right now. And like I said, the sand's beautiful and white. The water's looking like a greenish bluish right now. And
I know what that looks like. Jennifer, thank you for spending time with us on WWL New Orleans.
You're so welcome. Thank y'all.
All right. I'm sorry, what? Okay. Got a question. Wait, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on, because Eddie wants to ask you a question. Eddie, you're on with Jennifer at the Floribama. Hello.
Hey, yeah, many times. I just want to ask you, when is the mullet toss start?
Well, it just passed. So the mullet toss is always the last full weekend in April, so the last Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So this year it was a couple weeks ago. But so next year for 2019, it'll still be the last full weekend.
And for those who don't...
I missed it. Would you tell everybody what that entails?
Sure. The Mullet Toss is basically the Interstate Mullet Toss and Gulf Coast Greatest Beach Party. So right behind the Floribama on the beach, we set up a course that starts in Florida and goes towards Alabama, and we toss fish, which is the mullet. And we just have a contest for 3 days to see who can toss it the furthest. And there's people out on the beach, you know, with pop-up tents and kind of tailgating on the beach, and it's a big beach party, and it's super fun. We've been doing it for 34 years.
Do you know what the record is, Jennifer?
Yes, 181 feet.
181 feet?
It's very far.
now, for those who don't know, you know, the mullet toss, it's a fish. I mean, if you want to call it a fish, it's kind of a junk fish, right?
Well, no, it's a fish that's indigenous to this area, and a lot of people cook it. I mean, you can do mullet dip or fried mullet, so it's not a trash fish. It's actually a good fish.
You know, I've seen it eaten on things like Bizarre Foods and shows like that, and you know, I just always thought it was kind of a giant. Well, if you're going to eat it, though, you got to eat it right away. You can't eat this, like, after it's been frozen.
Yeah, I would eat it right away after you go catch it.
Now, the mullet toss is not, some people get mistaken by this, it's not grabbing a redneck by the back of his hair and throwing
you
him on the beach.
Mullet.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
honestly, is there anybody in there with a
mullet competition?
anybody in there with a mullet right now?
I'm not looking at anybody, but I would not doubt it. I would put very good odds on at least finding one if I walked all the way through the
property. Of course, it's
the
Floribama. I mean, mullets per capita are pretty high there. Jennifer, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, that's Jennifer from the Floribama on the border between Florida and Alabama. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So Paul McCartney comes out last night on stage. And there's no big thing that happens. He just walks out there with a band following behind him. And he steps up to the mic, makes some gestures to the audience like he's happy to be there. And this is the song that he played. I'm Scoot. It's Friday, Free for All Friday, the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be right back on WWL. And on our pop culture calendar today, May 24th, we wish happy birthday to Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, 78 years old today. And this is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. I don't know how big of a hit it was, but this is a song that you've heard a lot that you might not even know the title of. But the title of this song is Positively 4th Street, and I think it's a Bob Dylan classic. Bob Dylan, 78 years old. Paul McCartney, 76, on stage last night. Smoothie King Center, the first concert of their North American tour, kicked off last night here in New Orleans. And a full review of that and more talk about that coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. Here's a text that says, mullet is Biloxi bacon, Scoot. Another text says, you stereotype rednecks. Not all rednecks have mullets. No, that's true. I mean, some have trout, some have bass. Not all rednecks have mullet. No, mullet is kind of a junk fish. And if it's not prepared properly, it's terrible. And Andrew Zimmern on the a Bizarre Foods show, was that Travel Channel, I think? Andrew Zimmern said that mullet roe is one of the nastiest things he's ever tasted in his life. Lloyd, you're on WWL. Hello, Lloyd. Okay, don't know what happened to Lloyd. Lloyd, you can call us back if you want to. For those of you who are just tuning in, look, Free for All Friday, beginning of Memorial Day weekend. We got nothing planned. We're just doing the show. And we've taken you to the beach. We're going to take you to hell. We're going to call hell to find out if it's going to be hotter than hell. I have a feeling that it's going to be hotter than hell, but we're going to actually find out. Also, we'll be continuing to talk about the Paul McCartney concert last night. And look, for those of you who weren't there, listen to what some of the people are saying about the concert. And I'll tell you how to get to my blog and review of the concert later on. But there was something really incredibly special about the concert. I just got a text from somebody that says, what does this text say? That Paul McCartney was humble and grateful. He was. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, love the show. Amanda is foxy. Yes, Amanda Shaw is very foxy. I really enjoy going to concerts with her because we talk about the music and we talk about what we're seeing, and it's interesting to hear her perspective as a musician talking about some of those things. So here's one of the early songs of the Beatles. Not the Beatles. Here's one of the early Beatles songs Paul McCartney played last night, and he said that we know. He says we from the stage we can tell when you like the old Beatles songs better than the other songs, because when we play an old Beatles song, he said, I see phones light up all across the arena. When we play new stuff, it's a dead zone. But he said, we don't care because we're going to play some of the new stuff anyway. In fact, by the way, I really liked some of the new stuff they played. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon, and we'll be back on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.